Okay. We're learning from the Sefer Avodas Avoda, Parshas Vayechi. So the Tosher Rebbe begins by quoting the opening two psukim from the Parsha. Vayechi Yaakov be'eretz Mitzrayim sheva esrei shana. Yaakov lived in the land of Mitzrayim for 17 years. Vayechi yimei Yaakov shnei chayav sheva shanim v'arba'im u'ma'as shana. And the total years of his life were 147. Vayikrivu yimei Yisrael lamos. And the time came for Yisrael to die. So the Rebbe begins by asking, why does it mention the years of Yaakov's life before his patira? Normally, the pattern is when a person in the Torah passes away, so then it tells us by the end of their life how old they were. Here, it's not yet the end of Yaakov's life, so why did it mention that he was 147 years old? A second question he asks, what is the point of mentioning over here that he was living Be'eretz Mitzrayim, that this is where he was? So the Orach Chaim HaKadosh has an answer that he quotes, that it's these are like the good years of his life, these last 17. But again, why is it specifically a mentioning of this place of Yaakov living in Mitzrayim? And a third question over here is the opening word, Vayechi Yaakov, and Yaakov lived. Why is it Vayehi with a hey and not a ches? And that would have been perhaps more correct, al pidikto, to do that way. And again, the fourth and final question, it says, Vayikrivu yimei Yisro lamus. So how did Yaakov know that he was going to die? What did he sense that all of a sudden this is the end, and now it's time to put things in order before he leaves this world? So those are the four questions. Again, why did it mention the years of his life now before his patira? Why did it mention the years that Yaakov was living in Mitzrayim? Why does it say Vayechi and not Vayehi? And finally, how did Yaakov know that he was going to die? So he begins by explaining Yesod that we find back in the beginning by Bereishis. When the Chumash talks about the creation of Adam, it says, Vayomer Hashem Elokim, lo tov heyos ha'adam levado. It's not good for a person to be alone. I'll make a Ezer Kenegdo, a helper corresponding to him. So, we're familiar with the famous drasha that it goes both ways. If a person is Zoichan level, then they will have their spouse will be an Ezer. If not, then it'll be Kenegdo below against them. What the Rebbe is pointing out here is that the main point of being in this world is our Bechira. Is our choice. And we have something kenegdo, something that's opposing us from making good choices, in order we should be able to earn ultimate schar, that it shouldn't be what's called a nahama de kasufa, literally a bread of shame, that a handout. What Hashem wants to give us the ultimate good, but by definition we have to earn that good, and we wouldn't appreciate it if it was just a freebie. This is a famous Yerushalmi that's quoted in Orla. Over there, the concept is there's a doubt as to when two types of fruits are attached, we're not sure whether or not they are, one is dependent upon the other, or whether each, the second one, is being nurtured by itself. And this makes a nafkamina in terms of, are you allowed to use that fruit during Orla or not? So Yerushalmi tells us something fascinating, which is built into the fabric of creation, that it depends which direction the second fruit is facing. If it's facing away from the parent fruit, so then we see that really it's still dependent. It can't stand on its own, and it's, so to speak, embarrassed. It can't turn around and face the fruit. But, says the Yerushalmi in Orla, if the second fruit is turned around, then in fact it can face it. There's no embarrassment, there's no busha over here, there a self-contained entity. They don't feel like they're receiving from others and they can stand up and they can face them. So you see from here that that's the idea, that a person who is able to get the ultimate good is one who wants to earn it. They can stand up. That at the end of 120 years, we can stand in Olam Haba and say, we earned the good that Hashem gave us. And that's, the Rebbe connects to the pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim, where it says, Re'e nesati lefnecha hayom es hachayim v'es hatov. I've given you tov, but I want you to have the tov. I want you to earn the tov. I want you to have the ultimate good. And the ultimate, the greatest good, the Zohar says, Leis nehora el hahu denafim migav chashoichem, that the greatest light is that which emerges from darkness. So, based upon this, we can start to understand everything. There's different names for human beings, depending upon which level they're on, depending on which madrega. There's Adam, there's Gever, there's Enosh, there's Ish. So the most choshev of all these titles is an Adam. An Adam cannot be by himself. He can't be just Tov. That's what the Pasuk says. There needs to be that Ezer Kenegdo. There has to be some sort of Hisnagdus. These obstacles, these oppositions, really, that's what helps a person grow. Eslo Ezer Kenegdo, I'm going to help this person out by letting them achieve their full potential. We know that many times when a person's put into a difficult situation that causes them to dig deep within, to pull out from a hidden reservoir unknown strengths and talents and capabilities they had, if they hadn't been put in that pressing situation, then they never would have known about that. They never would have drawn out on that. Continuing along this, this is how the Rebbe explains in the beginning of Lech Lecha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu, go make Aliyah, go to Eretz Yisrael, and things will be great for you, you're going to become famous, I'm going to give you bonim, you'll have children, you'll have mom, and everyone's going to know about you. Why did Avram have to be told all these special things are going to happen to you? You'll have so much reward will wait for you. Avram would have done what Hashem asked him to without that. So the Rebbe explains that no, there was to create a little bit of a negiah, to give a little of an opposition, that Avram had to do this because Hashem told him to, and not for the sake that he's become famous, he's going to have children, he's going to get a lot of money. And that's what the Pasuk tells, that Avram kasher dibur alav Hashem. Ultimately, Avraham went, he was able to push aside all of those secondary things that Hashem had promised him. And the ikkar, the main reason why he went, was because Hashem told him to, and for that reason alone. Now Yaakov, we know throughout his life, had many, many tzaros. Esav made his life very difficult, Lavan, with Dina, with Yosef. However, but Mitzrayim became on a whole other level. Mitzrayim, is we're told, is the Ervas Ha'aretz. It's the most intense form of Tumah that was there. That was the most opposition throughout Yaakov's entire life came in Mitzrayim. The Rebbe quotes Tana Debeli Eliyahu, Ein lecha uma ba'olam shehaisa shtufa b'devarim ha'mechorim u'devarim she'enim ru'yim kimo b'hamitzrim. There was no other nation in the whole world that was involved in so many inappropriate things as Mitzrayim. So Badavka, in this place, because the greatest light comes out of darkness, this is the greatest levels that Yaakov Avinu was able to change. It gave him such a chance for Kirvas Elokim, because there were so many obstacles there. And then Yaakov Avinu was at. And that's why we're told, B'davka, why Yaakov Avinu lived in Eretz Mitzrayim. Sheva Esrei, the 17 years, 17 is Gematria Tov. That these were the greatest years of his life. This was the ultimate Tov. This was because there was a Hisnagdus, because Yaakov Avinu had obstacles and he overcame them. 17 brings the Rebbe, is hinted at in a four-letter name of Hashem, Aleph, followed by a He, followed by a Vav, followed by another He. Aleph, K, Vav, K is Gematria 17, and there's a hint in the opening psukim of Es HaShemayim Ve'es Ha'aretz, that those letters, Es HaShemayim Ve'es Ha'aretz, is the Aleph, followed by a He, followed by a Vav, followed by another He, to show that Yaakov Avinu achieved the Tachlis of the entire Briyas Ha'olam. He defeated and attained his ultimate potential. He defeated the evil and all the tumah was there. And that's why it says, Vayechi. He lived there. It was a chias to Kedusha while Yaakov was in Mitzrayim. V'atem ha-devekim b'Hashem elokeichem chayim kulechem hayom. Those who are dovok to Hashem have a real chias. They have a life. So that's what he's explaining. By standing up to the tumah, Yaakov realized he completed his mission in this world. In Mitzrayim, he sensed that he was done, that he's going to go to Shemayim, he's going to go upstairs with a capital U, and it will not be in the Hamad Kesufa, it won't be a bread of shame. He's earned it. And that's why the Pasuk says, Vayikru Yimei Yisrael Amos, he understood that the time had come, that he achieved this. And everybody advances this idea and tells us that all the tzaddikim achieved their madregos through Mesiris Nefesh. Every one of the tzaddikim had tremendous trials, nisyonos. He brings a mice from the Choza of Lublin, that before his chasen, he had a tremendous nisan. He had to literally run out of the house, and was able to achieve what he did, but there was a mesiris nefesh, that we shouldn't think that tzaddikim were just born that way. They worked on that way. There was obstacles, they overcame them. And a person has to make a cheshbon to figure out what's the tachlis of why we're here. Quotes in the Rebbe Melech, and he says, Ha'odam lo nivra ba'olam rak l'shaber es hateva. That man is created in this world only to break our teva. That's the only purpose while we're here. So it doesn't say that we were created stam in the world. It says lo nivra rak l'shavres ateva, haynu shelo nivra l'shum matar acheres. There's no other purpose while we're here. Rak l'tachlis zu bilvad. That we have to remind ourselves of what we're here in this world for. And the point is to serve Hashem and to overcome the obstacles that are up against us. But unfortunately, sometimes if things don't fit into our preconceived notions of how our avodas Hashem should go, then we're more ahead of ourselves. We find ways of excusing ourselves and not doing what we know deep down we're supposed to be doing. When it comes to learning, if a person, it's too hot in the Beis Medrash, it's too cold, I don't have the right exact yeshiva, I don't have the exact type of magid shir, and if I don't get any things exactly the way I want them, okay, I don't need to do it. Or by davening, a person can say, oh, the minyan doesn't start at the right time, they go too fast for me, they go too slow for me, all sorts of excuses why a person doesn't think they have to daven with the minyan three times a day. All these things are really, at the end of the day, just excuses. But a person has to realize now, from the Parshas Vayechi, that the reason we're here in this world is to be lochem milchamas Hashem, to fight, to do what Hashem wants from us, and to fight with our teva, to not let our natural instincts get the better hand of us. That's what we come to Shovavim now. After Parshas Vayechi, we entered a very special, auspicious time of Shovavim, the week's Shovavim standing for the Parshas of Shmos, Va'era Bo, Beshalach, Yisro, and Mishpatim, that we're entering into a very, very special time. However, we have to think about Mesiras Nefesh. Now, in our generation, it's very difficult for us to fast, because it weakens us in our Torah, weakens our Avoda, but there still has to be a Mesiras Nefesh, that to learn with Mesiras Nefesh, to daven with Mesiras Nefesh, and even in our physical things, things that we need to do, which are required for us to be normal, but in the midst of eating, to pause and to break our teva just a little bit and not eat the following. Pause for 30 seconds, pause for a minute, a 2, 5 minutes in the middle of the meal, and don't eat right away. Little things like this help us break our teva. Explains we also have to work on our desire for kavod. That a person naturally wants to feel honored, respected by others. So the Rebbe writes, Ki ha'adam tzarech lasos cheshbon lanafsho. A person has to make an accounting for his soul. Ha'im efsher shekol yimei avod es Hashem rak lehanos atzmi lichvod atzmi. Perhaps it's possible that I've been serving Hashem my entire life just for my own pleasure and for my own honor. Ha'im letachles zun nivrati l'olam. Was this the purpose why I was created for this world? K'dei lavod es atzmi, to serve myself. Kein yargil nafsho b'machshavazu. A person should accustom themselves to be thinking about this. Va'al yidei zem, by constantly reminding ourselves, yiskil la'at la'at, slowly, slowly, tahir nafsho mikol negios b'pnius. That a person can help accustom himself to recognize why we're here, and then by thinking about that, be mechazik ourselves in that, to remind ourselves what's the real reason why we're here. It's not for us. Our avoid is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And not to be so affected, we don't get the kavod that we feel we deserve. We go to a wedding, we go to a simcha, we're not at the table we thought we were supposed to be sat at, people don't stand up for us when we walk into the room, someone comes along and can speak disrespectfully to a person. All these examples, a person has to remind themselves, nothing is coming to me, I'm not deserving of it. And if somebody is disrespectful, I don't get the kavod that I thought I deserved, that's really my own doing. Continues this idea and explains that nowadays with youth, could be in general that the youth have just a tremendous amount of gaiva and an unwillingness to receive mussar. They respond negatively with anger, defensively, when parents try to correct them, when teachers try to correct them, when rebbeim try to correct them. So the Rebbe asks, he makes a request for a little of hachna'ah from the bachrim. And it's not only the bachrim, it's really all of us, that we have to not be so proud, and we should be able to accept rebuke and mussar and correction when people who are well-meaning come to us. And he quotes an Orach Chaim, I think it's the first piece in the Parsha, he discusses over there, why is it that certain times he's called Yaakov in the Chumash, and other times he's called Yisroel? It's the same person, but he has two different names. So he talks about maybe the name Yaakov is talking about when there's like a national deficiency within the Klal Yisrael, and Yisrael is used when we are living up to our potential. But he explains it a little differently. The Or HaChaim wants to connect it to the point that he's bringing out, that the word Yaakov, the name Yaakov, is used when Yaakov spoke with Hachna'a, with a humility and a submissiveness. And yet the name Yisroel is used when there's Sroror, when there's leadership, when he's a manhig, when he's telling people what to do. A person needs to have both aspects. There's a time for parents and friends and Rebbeim to have a Hachna'a, and there's times where they have to have Sroror. And the trick is to be able to know what's the appropriate time for both. You have to be able to receive Moser, to hear from somebody. He says, Bizman sheish tochacha yesh bracha. When a person receives Moser and gets rebuke, it makes you into a better person. So that's a bracha for a person. And we have to approach tzaddikim, we have to approach Sfarim HaKadoshim, when we learn with this, with a healthy sense of bittul and hachna, to really try to hear and incorporate in our lives what they're telling to us. Person has to be mechazik themselves to go against their teva. That's really the point of the parshios that we're concluding with now. We see that Yaakov achieved these tremendous madrigos bedafka while he was in Mitzrayim, because of the obstacles that he had. And the Gullus Edom that we're currently in now, the Rebbe says, is more difficult than was the Gullus Mitzrayim. So we come to a parsha of Chizuk, Chazak, Chazak, v'nis Chazek. Then we look back at Sefer Bereishis. Begins with Bria Sa'olam, and it ends now with the Gullus Mitzrayim. But Shmos starts with Gullus, and it ends with the Geula. So Yihi Ratzon, in the Zechus of working on ourselves, and trying to improve and achieve even greater levels in our Avodas Hashem, in that Zechus we should be Zeichu to the Geula Shleima, b'mheira b'yameinu.